Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hopefully Aaron Boone and Mickey Callaway will do the right thing, and that's start their aces coming out of the All-Star break, which would set up a ridiculous...
Severino DeGrom?
Yeah.
Be good.
Friday night
tonight,
Yankee
you got Severino
Stadium.
Kluber tonight.
Which is a great matchup.
I think I heard John Heyman's with us now, right?
Yeah.
And
hey, John.
He's probably in Cleveland.
Hello. I am not in Cleveland. I'm in New Jersey.
All right.
I know why you're in New Jersey, because tomorrow, John, me and you, forget about everybody else. I am joining John Heyman on the set of MLB Network,
oh,
and we
right?
are going to take over the world.
Oh, is that right? You're doing MLB Network tomorrow?
That's right, and there's only one reason I'm doing it.
What time is that? They're paying you?
4 o'clock. They're paying me with love. There's only one reason I'm doing it.
And why is it?
I hate TV, but I'm doing it for one reason.
Wow, I'm stunned. And they're not even giving you like a shekel for this?
No, they offered a car. I said, no, thank you, but I appreciate
it. Offered a car to take you there?
Yes.
You
I said, no, I don't do that. I drive myself. I don't like being in anyone else's car.
All right.
So the only reason I'm doing it is because I want to hang out with John Heyman on TV.
Who else is going to be
That's
there?
That's it.
That is beautiful. Thank you. We're happy to have you.
Is that geek going to be there?
We call him BK or Brian Kenny around here, but you could say that geek if you like.
I mean, guys got to find something better to do with his time, doesn't he?
Wait, he hosts a TV show.
Oh, I understand.
He is a good TV guy. He's good. The geek is a good TV guy.
So what do we do? Like, what's going to happen?
So
I'm going to sit there with you.
He's the host.
Okay.
And he's going to, start the conversation.
Wow.
We're going to have a conversation on TV about geeky type things.
Hold on. Now, so tomorrow at 4 o'clock, I'll be home before 4 o'clock, unless I'm playing golf tomorrow, which is always possible. If I'm not, my vacation starts tomorrow.
That's true.
1 o'clock, my vacation starts.
That's true.
But at 4 o'clock, I may have to put it on to see my partner here.
That's right.
Because he hates television.
TV. But MLB Network's different. First of all, I love MLB Network. I watch it. I genuinely enjoy it.
Nice.
And I like you. And it came down to that. It was very
those
simple.
Those kind of things, I think they would do more than send you a car.
Send me flowers.
So where are you, in Sea Caucus now? Is that where you are?
I'm in Sea Caucus. Is it Sea Caucus or Sea Caucus?
I call it Sea Caucus.
Sea Caucus. Well, you're a New Jersey person, so you would know.
Well, John doesn't mean
your
I know.
Pronunciation. Sea Caucus.
Yes. I have a very important question. All right,
yes.
And I know this matters to Joe too, because if he's watching, this is going to matter.
Go.
What do you advise?
Where
I wear?
You should look sharp.
Oh yeah, no,
suit
yeah.
Tie?
You got to wear a suit. You got to wear a suit.
Yeah, you got
to
look
suit. You want me to go tie jacket?
Some guys could wear just a jacket and tie and not a suit and get away with it. But we've had some real schlubs come on with that with just like a regular shirt.
You know,
or something.
If I'm going to do, you know me, bro. If when I was doing TV, you know me. I'm getting dressed
so
up.
I
you know how I am.
I couldn't get away with wearing your Met golf shirt. I would not pull that off.
Here's what I would say. I think you could probably get away with that. What I would do, though, is wear like a jacket with it.
A jacket over a golf shirt.
Yeah.
Right,
that's okay.
It's okay, but
all the time when you win the Masters,
you're going to be whispering behind your back about
you
being dressed.
No,
you'll
bro,
be okay.
You really should.
They'll let you on.
Now you know me. Now I am a guy that is very into clothes.
Yes.
So I don't know if I'm the right guy, because I there's no way I'm going on television, John, and not being dressed up correctly.
Yes, I know that about you.
Okay, so
yes,
but my partner's a little different than me. So I mean, but you should, bro. My suggestion,
I'm going to dress nicely.
They didn't tell you. They didn't tell you to wear
Sylvia.
No.
Here you go.
Wow.
Have Sylvia dress you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Let her dress you for television. And you'll be good.
Well, that's a part of why I don't really like doing television. I hate the makeup and all that.
So makeup is terrible.
But ultimately, the reason
I
did it.
And I always get it on my nice shirts, too.
Oh, that's the worst.
And that would even aggravate
me. Better
than
blood, though.
It's better than blood. It does come off.
The makeup's not so bad. You know, they have all these beautiful women on our show, and they take hours to do their makeup. They have me come on, and it takes a second. I'm like, what's going on here? I need much more help than these people. What's happening?
But I am looking forward to it, because I love baseball. It's my favorite sport. I like MLB Network, and I like you.
How long is
It'll
the segment you're going to be on for?
I think I'm doing an hour with
an
these
hour.
Guys.
Yeah. He's on a full hour, yeah. And sometimes they give a whole segment to the guest. If you got,
really?
Did you write a book or anything like that?
I got some things to say.
No, the book will be here. 30 years from now, he'll write the book.
Maybe.
You know what I want to talk about? I want a segment, and I'll be very nice because I'm a respectful guy.
You are very respectful. I noticed that about you.
Destroy war to Brian Kenny. That's what I want.
Destroy war. Well, come in prepared, though. Because
I am prepared. I'm prepared right now. You want me to tell you why it's dumb?
I got to tell you, Brian Kenny is prepared.
He's good.
He's a very smart guy.
No, he's a tough competitor. I know.
You think that he, believe me, he's like Big Don. He'll be prepared. By the way, let me say this. Now, you have to do this tomorrow on TV.
Yeah.
You got to rip the Will Pines, bro.
If we discuss the Mets at all,
please. Is Al Leiter there too?
Al, I was on with Al yesterday.
Is he going to be there?
I don't think it's Al.
I think you've got Dan O'Dowd.
Dan O'Dowd was it.
Very good guy.
You got to rip the Wilpons big time.
Are we going to talk about the Mets at all? Because I definitely will, John.
I think they will with you there. They'll talk about the Mets.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm going to go all in on the Wilpons.
Yeah, I don't know about going all in on
Wilpons. Why not? Why not? I'm not going on SNY where they need everybody to shoot for the Wilpons.
They're not even paying the guy.
Maybe they should pay you. Yeah, I'm thinking. I'm reconsidering. Maybe I'll tell them to pay you. That might help.
Why would MLB Network care if I went on the Wilpons? Again, it's not SNY.
It's MLB Network.
So
I mean,
what does that mean?
So you can't rip owners of teams?
I don't know. Well,
no,
yeah,
you can.
Give
good.
A fair criticism. You know what?
There's no such
I'll
thing as
say
a
this
fair.
About the Wilpons.
Fair.
They're obviously good about it because look at the broadcast. I mean, the Mets broadcast is the best going. We all agree on that. Not only is the best going, but they're honest. They all say what's on their mind.
But they never rip on ownership.
Yeah.
They kill the team, but they don't rip ownership.
Well, the team is ownership. They own the team.
Nah.
I don't know about
it's not
that.
Like
well,
if
I know
it was
there are other teams that don't do it. They're not quite as easy on it. So I got to give the Wilpons
but
back.
But, John, can I ask you a question?
Come on, John.
And you be the judge. And I know Joe's a fair judge as well. Let's say Kenny says, hey, Evan, would you trade DeGrom, right? And I said, look, Kenny or Brian, whatever you want me to call
Brian
you.
Kenny.
BK.
Right.
I don't want to trade.
Just call him Geek.
Kenny is, a lot of these announcers, not you guys, they just take their first and their middle name, but Kenny is legitimately his last name.
That's correct.
It was not short. You know, like all those guys, like something Patrick. Patrick is always the middle name. This is his actual last
name.
That's
correct.
Kenny. Just call him Geek.
If I say to him, look, I don't want to trade DeGrom. I want ownership to put the big boy pants on to outbid everybody for Manny Machado
Fine. Well, that's fine.
That's
I thought
criticism.
You were going to get personal. No, you
no,
can
we don't
do
get
that.
Personal. We'd say no, that they no, should spend
true.
Money. We never get personal.
No, go right ahead.
Jeff
Wilpon
may be, he's probably a fine human being. He's a terrible owner.
And a terrible GM.
Right.
No,
this might be why they invited Evan and not Joe. Even though Joe might dress a little nicer, you know.
No, I pull no punches.
Well, what punch am I going to pull? I ripped Sandy to his face about how he needed to
John,
spend
how
more.
Much
what do you,
you,
what do you want
John,
from me?
Tell me, seriously, John, how much would you love to listen to Evan and I do a Met game on TV?
You guys would be good.
We would be killing them. How many innings would we last before they pulled us out?
I wonder. Yeah, you guys might die of exhaustion too with all the kvetching that goes on.
It may be tough. By the way, John Heyman's report is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, we cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. By Merrick Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram and by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice, air, PTAX, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. Manny Machado, are the Yankees seriously going to acquire this guy before the deadline, and for what?
Yeah, you know what? They're one of eight teams in the mix, and as I wrote on FanCred, I graded the teams. I don't know the exact offers. The Yankees obviously have very good prospects. I do think they're serious. They're clearly a player. I was told they made a strong offer. That doesn't preclude the fact that several other teams made strong offers. I gave them 4-1, just like the Dodgers, as a co-favorite. But I do not believe that they are close to a deal with the Yankees at this point, at this moment. I don't believe they're close. So you still got the Dodgers, the Brewers, the Diamondbacks, maybe the Cubs and Indians as well. It's a battle, and I don't know that it's coming to a head at this moment. I know they wanted to trade him earlier to get maybe more, but I think maybe they have to drag it out a little bit more to get exactly what they want.
If they were going to trade Machado to the Yankees, would the Yankees be looking to trade Andujar for maybe a pitcher?
You know what? I think that at that point they might have to consider it, right? It's a possibility. But let's not forget Machado is a rental, right?
Yes.
So,
yeah,
they'd still have Andujar for next year. So, but I would say, I wouldn't rule anything out. If you've got Andujar there and he's not playing or sent to the minors again, maybe they could package him for one of these pitchers that we don't think is going to be traded. Now, I don't think DeGrom or Syndergaard is going to be traded anyway, but certainly not to the Yankees. I don't think Blake Snell is going to be traded. But, you know, there are other guys not quite of that ilk that are potentially trade material they could look at with Andujar. So I wouldn't rule that out entirely. I mean, but I do say that you meant Machado's a rental, so they wouldn't have to trade Andujar. Andujar could still be their third baseman in the future.
Why? You know, I know Manny's better than Andujar. He's better than Didi. I get all that. But why would this be the thing Brian Cashman would use treasure on, his prospects on, when their offense is not a problem? And you even said it, it's a rental.
Right. Well, they have a ton of prospects, so they may be able to do more than one thing. And they're enough below that luxury tax that they could get a pitcher and Manny Machado, potentially. I think they're somewhere around $15 million below. So since you only have to pay half the salaries, I think it's doable. Machado is probably, if not the greatest third baseman of all time, he's in the top five. You know, obviously Brooks Robinson is right there. You got Arenado. He's fantastic at third. So it's a major upgrade defensively.
You have already put Manny Machado in the top five of third baseman in the history of baseball?
Yep. Defensively. I think defensively he is. So,
is he better than Greg Nettles? Is he better than Cleve Boyer? Is he better than Mike Schmidt? I'm just throwing guys at you. I'm asking you.
I put Manny Machado in the top five all time. I didn't see Cleve Boyer. Right. I covered him when he was a coach.
Right.
Mike Schmidt is one of the greatest players of all time. I don't think he's better than Manny Machado defensively. Nettles, incredible plays that he made. I would say that the range, I would say Machado's probably better, but it's hard to compare.
Wow.
Greg Nettles to Machado.
Hey, you know what? I got to defend you, John, on this. I'm not saying Manny Machado's this or that because he's been in the league for 7 years and now he's a shortstop. When Manny Machado played third base, it's tough to imagine someone being better defensively.
Okay.
He is that good defensively.
He's better than Arenado?
I didn't say he's better than anybody. I'm merely saying when you watch him play third base defensively, it's tough to find a flaw. Okay. I mean, they all may be great, and then it's basically picking between all these beautiful things.
No, all right.
I don't know how you decide.
I mean, you know, you just put him as the greatest, you know, in the top five third baseman ever played the game. I mean, which puts him in the Hall of Fame already. I don't think he's there yet.
Yeah, he's fantastic at third. I mean,
he's
you ever
fantastic
see that play that he made?
No, he's great.
He's incredible at third, and the upgrade would be substantial defensively.
But he doesn't want to play third.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have a choice. It's not like Giancarlo, who had a no trade. This is a guy who's not up to that level yet
He doesn't have a choice now. He'll have a choice during the offseason because if he demands it, then he does have all the power as a free agent.
Right. I mean, there are going to be teams that want him as a shortstop. All these National League teams in there want him as a shortstop, the Dodgers and the Brewers and all of them. Phillies, he can play shortstop for any of them. But the Yankees and the Indians would have him play third. And it's not going to discourage the Yankees, obviously, but there's not much he can do about it. He sent a message. It was heard, I'm sure. I don't know if it was really listened to in terms of playing shortstop because the Yankees made an offer after he sent that message that I'm a shortstop. And he's not going to play shortstop if he goes to the Yankees.
If they acquire Manny Machado, what does the package look like?
Well, he's a rental, right? So, I mean, everybody's going to aim to get that Gleyber Torres, give Cashman credit that he was able to do that. He had the Cubs who had the 108-year streak, which they broke, so nobody can regret that from the north side of Chicago. They got to be happy that they made that trade. It was a great trade for both teams. It's going to be hard to get that kind of player. So I'd be surprised if Justus Sheffield, the Yankees' top pitching prospect, would be included. I'd be a little surprised if Frazier was included, but he does appear to be expendable, at least in terms of the Yankees having Giancarlo and Judge and all these outfielders. But the Yankees have a long list of prospects. They have about 20 guys who are darn good, and infielders, outfielders, everything. You know what? The Orioles need everything. They want a catcher. Obviously, they need pitching. They're going to clearly need infield without Machado. You know, they needed everything, and the Yankees have the prospects. So in all these things, if they're serious, they go in with an edge because they got the best prospects of any team that's looking at the at Machado. The Braves have good prospects, the Brewers, Dodgers, but not as good as the Yankees, in my opinion.
Talking to the great John Heyman of the Fan Cred, right? Fan Cred.
Very good.
More over that. Okay. yeah, see? All right. Now, you said that you were talking about all the pitchers that could be traded, top 29 pitchers that could be traded. And you said, Wheeler, there is major interest in Zach Wheeler. How about that? Where would he go? Because I think the Mets will trade him. Where would he go, and what could they get for him?
I think they'll get a decent prospect for him. I mean, he's obviously not Manny Machado. He's got a year to go, so he's not a rental. So that helps. He's hot now. He seems to be getting it together. You know, I think a lot of teams think that they're willing to talk about DeGrom and Syndergaard. You never know what you might hear, but they think they want to pivot to Wheeler. Not necessarily Mats, because, you know, Mats is a lefty. Mats
yeah,
has got more years to
Mats.
Go. I don't think they really want to trade Mats.
Right.
So I think Wheeler will be the guy. And can they get a top 100 prospect for him? I'm not sure about that. But I think you get a solid prospect or two for him at this point, the way he's throwing. Not nothing. You know, last year they traded a bunch of guys, and they didn't get that much, as you guys have reminded me.
Yeah, because they didn't want to pay any
Wheeler,
garbage.
I think they'll do better than they did for Walker and Duda and Reed and I'm leaving somebody out. They traded four guys last year.
Bruce.
Yeah, they didn't get much.
Well, they didn't get much because ownership didn't want to kick in money.
Right.
Yeah, I don't.
That's not a personal attack. Those are facts.
If you're going to trade Wheeler, you got to get me something at least relatively. The guy that could actually maybe play in the major leagues, right?
Yes, I think they could get a guy who could play in the major leagues.
Well, you better. I mean, it's a prospect. Jeez.
Well, you're trading a guy, a viable starter.
Well, I'm saying. I mean, I mean, last year they got Ungats for these guys.
I think Zach Wheeler in a lot
word?
Of ways.
Ungats. That means nothing. It means garbage.
Nothing.
Probably
like
means
it.
Something else. But
we're speaking different languages. I said fetching. You going with, what was it again?
Ungats.
Ungats. All right.
Well, it's actually very similar, but, you know. Just,
and Zach Wheeler has more value than anything they traded last year. They traded a relief pitcher on a contract year, an outfielder with power on a contract year. This is a pitcher who, like you said, is signed for another year.
Right.
With the Yankees right now, they're going to add a starting pitcher. I think it's just a matter of whom. Where do you lean towards right now? Is it Jay Happ, Cole Hamels? Where do
I mean,
lean?
I think Happ is the most likely. I think Hamels is lower on their list. They think, you know, he's given up 20 home runs. They could see him as giving up a lot of home runs in Yankee Stadium. So I don't think Hamels is very high on their list. That's a kind of a fallback. And, I mean, he makes a substantial salary with a buyout. And some people think he'd want the option picked up. So there's a lot of complications. Jay Happ, much easier trade to make. And that seems like the most likely. I mean, they're going to investigate the Mets guys. They'll probably investigate the poor guy who got snubbed, Snell, from the Rays. I don't think he's going to be traded. Probably we'll talk about Archer. I don't think he'll be traded. Probably not in division, certainly.
Let me ask you a question.
They'll investigate these guys, but, I mean, it does seem like they're on a collision course with Happ to me.
If the Yankees actually, if the Mets and Yankees would actually make a trade with Wheeler involved, what would the Mets get from the Yankees for Wheeler? What do you
think? I don't think they'll make the trade with the Yankees because, as we know, they were interested in Duda.
I just want to know.
I think somebody just on the outside of the top 100 prospects. So somebody in the top 200 prospects.
Can they get Brandon Drury from him?
Sure. I think you can get Brandon Drury.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's a guy that I think teams are going to look at that need an infielder. Yeah.
Let's say hypothetically.
That's not a bad trade. That's
no,
like,
I would do that
fine.
Trade.
That's
I'm
like
in that
the,
trade.
What was the one that you guys came
John
up
Neese,
with?
John Neese.
Neese. That
Neese
was,
for
that
Neil
was
Walker.
Right.
Actually happened.
Yeah.
Let's
incredible.
Say hypothetically, the reeling 500 Washington Nationals come into Citi Field and they get beat. Because
they
the Mets
smoke them.
All right.
This is a real hypothetical.
Yes, it's very.
You know what?
But the Nationals stink.
Listen,
come
the
on.
Way the Nationals are playing, let's not get nuts here.
Come on, it's terrible.
If the Nationals find themselves 7 or 8 games out going into the All-Star break, could they do the impossible and start selling pieces off?
I don't believe that. No.
Oh, that'd be great.
How good
they
are.
Oh, this God. Is they got a they look, they got a window. You know, some teams have got that window.
Yeah, that window's
Harper's
closing.
A free agent, they got Murphy's a free agent, you got 3 or 4 relievers who are free agents, you got Gio who's a free agent. It's kinda like Arizona. That's why people think they may get Machado. They've got a window. Corbin's a free agent, Pollock's a free agent. Washington's in that position. They're already $200 million into this. They're not giving up, and they're chasing two teams that some people don't believe in. I mean, obviously Atlanta, we're halfway through
right
Atlanta
now.
And Philly have been really good. Give them credit. So Nats, I don't think they're giving up.
I am rooting for anybody but the Nats to win that division. I want to see them go down in flames. And then maybe give that.
So you're having a good year. See, I didn't.
I'm not having a good year. My team stinks. My team is 16 games under 500. They can't buy a run. They're 20 games under at home. And you're telling me I'm having a good year? How am I having a good year? Why, because the Nationals? Because I'm reveling in the Nationals being terrible. I mean, come
on. You know, it's a second thing for you.
It's a distant second. I mean, come on.
All right. Well, it's something. It's a consolation prize.
Yeah,
it's,
very.
It's not nothing. It's not nothing.
It's basically nothing.
All right. Well, keep rooting. You're one for two so far this year. That's why I'm looking. You're back 500, which will get you in the Hall of Fame.
Hello.
John, I will see you tomorrow, my friend.
John, right. I can't wait to see you. I may have my wife tape it if we're playing golf, because I gotta see it. I gotta see Heyman and Evan on TV.
That's right, baby.
Yeah, and I gotta see what Evan dresses like.
I'm gonna do my best.
If he's not dressed right, will you kill him, John?
It's gonna be TV history. If he does that, yes, I will make a comment. But in a way, I give him credit though, even though I'm telling you that everybody's supposed to wear a suit. I'm surprised they didn't tell you that, and now I understand why three or four people have come in looking like you know what.
Right.
But you know, if he comes in with a T-shirt on. Looking raggedy.
How about I go the complete other direction and I show up in my Jacob deGrom jersey? How about that?
That'd be good. I like that.
It's a conversation. We don't need one. With you and Kenny on the set, I don't think we need that.
Wow, that's going to be a classic.
And by the way, Joe, you'll see how I'm dressing because I'm not screwing around.
You're going to be here tomorrow.
I'm wearing here.
That's right.
I'm not messing around.
Yeah, because you're going to go probably right there.
Yeah, I'm not changing. I'm just. Right. So you'll give me at 9 a.m., you'll be able to say, bro,
my comment.
Yeah. I don't like this. Or you'll say, you know what? You clean up well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say clean up well.
You own a suit?
I do own a suit.
Is it your bar mitzvah suit, or did you get one?
I did not get bar mitzvah, and I got married, so it's probably my wedding suit.
Should
I wear that?
Wedding is okay. I mean, that can't be that long ago for you, right?
It was a couple years. It was 2015. It was 3 years ago.
Okay,
that's reasonable.
You need to have Sylvia go shopping with your wife and let her pick out the clothes. That's what you need.
I think I have the clothes. That's an issue. Okay. Yeah. Because I went to a wedding a couple of months ago.
Well, it was only 3 years ago. I mean, it's not like you've been packing up, putting on LBs.
I have not.
You look good. You're in shape.
No,
I think it'll be all right.
He's not the guy with his shirt off in the pool. Shirt on in the pool. I'm sorry. Different.
Shirt on in the pool.
Right.
Yeah. I don't even go in the pool. There's no pool for me.
Really?
No pool.
And you live in Florida?
I wouldn't wear a shirt in the pool, but I avoid doing that.
Really?
No.
All right.
John, I have to tell you, and I think this is the ultimate compliment. I never want to do TV. Every time I'm asked, I said yes
this
because
is
of you.
I am stunned that you're doing
television. Because I want to chill with you talking baseball.
This is huge. This is my big moment now. I should get a finder's fee, even though you're getting nothing. Now I'm going to try to get some money off of you. And I got John Heilman to come on, and he comes on for free also.
By the way, Evan told me, the only other spot on TV he would do besides your show, besides MLB?
Go ahead.
Telemundo.
Telemundo. I think I guess why.
It used to
big
be.
Soccer fan, are
no,
you?
No, yeah, it's all about the soccer.
There's two shows I always wanted to go on.
Big shaking his head. Oh, yeah. Do you want to go on The View?
I always wanted to go on The O'Reilly Factor.
All right, we can't do that
anymore. I'll never forget this.
Can't do that anymore.
O'Reilly's people called up the radio station and they asked specifically for somebody else. And Ernie said, do you want me to counter with you? I said, no, they don't want me. I don't want to go on.
That's very good.
Now that Bill has been disgraced, and God knows where he is.
How could they not ask for you? Who would they ask for that's not you?
They asked for Craig Carton, and Craig said no, and that was it. The other show I would go on is I'd go on Meet the Press. I'd go on the panel with Chuck
Todd. You wouldn't go on with Joy Behar?
Yeah.
No.
That would be tremendous.
Give me a break.
Yeah. Well, you never know. Meet the Press could be next year for you.
That's my goal next year, yeah.
Next year, yeah.
Well, clearly,
we all have goals. My goal is to get Roger Federer to follow me on Twitter. So far, it hasn't happened.
Speaking of Roger Federer, I'm watching. Didn't he lose yesterday?
Yeah, I think these are highlights.
I know he did.
Crushing from
me. And they're showing it right now.
Well,
do you have money on him?
No, I don't. I didn't bet. I'm a fan. I love Roger Federer, and he's following, I think, 82 people or something like that, and like mostly, you know, Nadal and Justin Timberlake and people like that. But that's my life goal.
Wow,
is to be followed on Twitter.
They're
cleaning out the files today, so all those people who bought fake followers, they're going to be in trouble. You know, some people are going to go from like 100,000 down to about 2 followers.
Really?
Today's the day.
Dangerous day. Well, John, do me one favor. Ask the people at MLB. Just give me one political question so I can use that as my audition tape for Meet the Press.
I want to see that.
Okay?
I will ask you that. We're pretty apolitical here. We don't really deal in politics. Okay. It's a kind of a no-win situation, as you know.
I understand.
We do have a final thought, though. So it's called Now or Never. Very clever. And MLB Now, you have a Now or Never. You can throw it in there. It's the, it's the last thing.
Never.
They can't do anything to you at that point, right? You can say anything you want.
Nah, if for now, if my last thought's got to be Baba Booey. I mean, I'm going to have to do it for Howard. I got to do that. I mean, you kidding me? That's the final thought. Baba Booey.
You know, it's up to you. You got one thought. You don't get two final thoughts. So you think about it overnight and
okay. John, we got
to
run. Thank you, man.
All right,
see you,
good
John.
Me. Bye.
John Heyman.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.